But to accomplish this work of salvation, it was necessary that he actually appear, come in the flesh, and not just come empty-handed. It says there in verse 3 that this man has somewhat also to offer. It had to be better than what the Old Testament priest had to offer, better than the blood of bulls and goats. And that which he offered effectually was his own blood. In other words, what he brought here before God was his own body and blood. That's why it was necessary that a body be prepared for him. So a better place, heavenly tabernacle, a better sacrifice. And here in verses 4 and 5, a better offering, a better sacrifice, a better offering unto God. But here, it's not a remedy. Her end is bitter as wormwood. This is a poison. I didn't study out what wormwood is, but it's a poisonous herb or plant, sharp as a two-edged sword. Whatever seems pleasurable for the time only leads to destruction. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. In verse 6, lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. That's why in religion they keep changing up the programs. Someone told me years ago, they said, be careful. Whatever calling card you use to bring people into the congregation, you're going to have to keep doing to keep them. And think about what verse 6 is saying, lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life. Making the client comfortable, making them feel good about themselves, lest they should really consider their end. You know why works religion keeps people busy? They don't want them thinking about the deception. They don't want them thinking about hell and condemnation or God's judgment or holiness. Like one popular preacher said, why would I preach on sin? That's just very despondent. We want to be positive. That's the whore. Keeping people's minds off of, like it says here, the path of life. The path of life is Christ. I dare say, if anybody were to accept the call into one of these places and begin to do nothing but preach Christ and Him crucified, it would be as Christ did taking a rope into the temple and chasing out the money changers. You would watch that number go down, go down, go down. Because people in their natural selves do not want to think about the path of life. The Lamb was slain once, forever. What we have here is this cup that remembers that blood shed. How important are these two elements? So it's been fulfilled. I'm not talking about some kingdom in the future. It's talking about him having fulfilled it. And he said, I'll not eat any more thereof until it be fulfilled. Now it's fulfilled. You say, well, where is he eating this now? Well, he's present. Even as we partake, he's present in the hearts of his people. Partaking with those that he has redeemed. So he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. There again, when did the kingdom of God come? Well, it came in his person, but it was fully established, the foundation laid, when he laid down his life, died and rose again, and ascended on high.